Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai Prashanti Nilayam, bringing you live broadcast every Thursday in the Asia stream of Radio Sai. As the proceedings in the Sai Kulwant Hall ended just now, the devotees seek the blessings of our Lord from close quarters. The time now in our studios is 6:15 p.m. And now we are all ready and set to start for the evening session of this week's Thursday Live. And this is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh inviting you all to the first segment of the evening section of the Thursday Live, the Vedam Tutor. As we all know, from the last few weeks, we have been learning the Mantra Pushpam, the chanting, as well as the meaning part of this sacred mantra, the Mantra Pushpam. In the last class, we have completed two aspects of this particular mantra. In today's class, we will be continuing with the learning of the significance and the meaning of the next few lines of the mantra, the Mantra Pushpam. So before we go ahead learning the meaning, we shall start the class with Ganapati Prarthana. Om Gananantva Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavim Kavinamupamashravastamam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspatanashrunvannoti Vissidasadhanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vaje Bhirvajini Vati Dhinama Vitriyavatu Ganeshaya Namaha Saraswatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. The third aspect of the Mantra Pushpam, we shall go into it. Vayurva apamayatanam ayatanavan bhavati yo vayurayatanam veda ayatanavan bhavati apo vai vayurayatanam ayatanavan bhavati ya evam veda yopamayatanam veda ayatanavan bhavati. Wind is the support of waters. He becomes endowed with the support. The one who knows the support of the wind becomes endowed with the support. Water is the support of wind. He becomes endowed with the support. Who knows this? He knows the support of the waters becomes endowed with the support. In this particular aspect, we will be answering questions like, what is Vayu or wind? Vayu means that which blows. The fire burns fiercely because of the constitution of wind, because of the support of wind. What is this wind? It is prana, the principle of contact. It is the medium which connects the changeless Brahman to the changing patterns of the world. Vayu helps the consciousness to perceive the objects of the world. On one side is the pure consciousness, which is aware of itself only as the Brahman state. On the other side, experiences await the contact of the pure consciousness so that they can be experienced. Wind or prana or the vibrating power of Brahman provides the contact between the world and the higher self, the Atman, the essence of consciousness in an individual. This contact principle alone causes the experiences to unfold. Wind is the support of waters. Wind is there because these experiences are to be unfolded. So, water is the support of wind. We have to realize this beauty of nature, how each element supports the other. One who knows that Brahman or the pure consciousness is the support of all experiences gets established in the Brahman state. He becomes endowed with the support. Who knows this? Pure awareness, pure consciousness, Brahman, Atman, or the Self is the support of all waters. He who knows the support of the waters becomes endowed with the support itself. One who knows that Brahman or the pure consciousness is the support of all experiences gets established in the Brahman state itself. Now we move on to the next aspect. Asau vai tapannapa mayatanam ayatanavan bhavati yo mushyatapata ayatanam veda ayatanavan bhavati apova amushyatapata ayatanam ayatanavan bhavati ya evam veda yopa mayatanam veda ayatanavan bhavati. This one, burning like this in the abode of waters, becomes endowed with the support. He who burns like this knows the support, becomes endowed with the support. Water is the support of this one who burns. He becomes endowed with the support who knows this. He who knows the support of waters becomes endowed with the support. In this, tapa means to burn or to produce heat. One who burns is the fire or sun. Who burns in this case? Here it is the fire. This one is the fire, but he is not the fire. This one who is identified with the fire is actually the Brahman, who is the witness of all the experiences. He is the ultimate God, the sun. But again a question arises, who is this sun? He is the witness consciousness. He just is aware of the experiences and makes possible the experiences. He is Brahman. He is Atman. He is unaffected by the experiences. He is the support of all the waters of experiences. He is the supporting principle for all the experiences. This one or this fire burning like this in the support of waters becomes endowed with the support as the sun. And he who identifies with this witness state and watches all experiences without getting affected by them will get established in the Brahman state. He who burns like this knows the support, becomes endowed with the support. This witness consciousness is there as the essence of the perceiver. He is the manifest Brahman, the Chit, who is aware of the perceived phenomena. Because the experiences are there, Brahman is termed here as the witness consciousness. Water is the support of this one who burns. Pure awareness, pure consciousness, Brahman, Atman, or the Self is the support of all the waters. He who knows the support of the waters becomes endowed with the support. One who knows that Brahman, pure consciousness, is the support of all experiences, gets established in the Brahman state. We go on to the next aspect of this mantra pushpam. Chandramava apa mayatanam ayatanavan bhavate yas chandramasa ayatanam veda ayatanavan bhavate apovai chandramasa ayatanam ayatanavan bhavate ya evam veda yopa mayatanam veda ayatanavan bhavate. Moon is the support of waters. He becomes endowed with the support. He who knows the support of moon becomes endowed with the support. Water is the support of moon. He becomes endowed with the support. Who knows this? He who knows the support of the waters becomes endowed with the support. Chandrama or moon or mind is the support of all waters or the experiences. Moon contains nectar. Mind alone experiences the bliss. The moon vacillates between light and darkness. Mind wavers between happiness to sorrows. Bhagwan often says, Manayeva manushyanam karanam bandhamokshayoho. Mind is the one which is capable of binding a person or liberating a person. Manomoolam idam jagat. Bhagwan says that mind is the constitution. The entire world is filled with this mind. Mind or moon is never stable like the sun. Witness state of Brahman. Moonlight is actually reflected light of the sun. It has no shine of its own. In a similar way, mind is inert. It is conscious of the sensations because of the witness consciousness supporting it. Though its awareness is due to the witness consciousness, it appears as if it is separate from the sun and seeks enjoyment from the perceived world. The bliss experienced in the mind actually belongs to the Brahman state or self, which is the support of the mind. But mind is deluded and seeks the same bliss from the inert objects which are outside. Mind alone is the support of all the experiences. So, moon is the support of waters. All experiences are centered on the moon. The mind principle or the mind comes into existence to gain all these experiences. So, water is the support of moon. The existence of the mind is there because of these experiences. If there is no experience, there is no mind. The experiencing process brings into existence an eternity, an entity called mind. Water and moon are supported by each other. They both are interrelated. Pure awareness, pure consciousness, Brahman, Atman, or the Self is the support of all waters. And he who knows the support of waters becomes endowed with the support. One who knows that Brahman or pure consciousness is the support of all experiences gets established in the Brahman state. As we move on to the next aspect of this Mantra Pushpam. Nakshatra niva apamayatanam ayatanavan bhavati yo nakshatranam ayatanam veda ayatanavan bhavati apo vai nakshatranam ayatanam ayatanavan bhavati yayevam veda yopamayatanam veda ayatanavan bhavati. Stars are the support of waters, and he becomes endowed with the support. He who knows the support of stars becomes endowed with the support. Water is the support of stars. He becomes endowed with the support. Who knows this? He who knows the support of the waters becomes endowed with the support. And here the question arises, what is nakshatra or the star? Nakshatra means that which does not perish or melt away. Na kshrati nakshatram. Stars do not change their positions. They are fixed. They are the fixed rules ordained by the Creator, the Almighty. Brahma, the Creator, is the total mind structure of all the individuals. He is the Lord with the golden womb or the Hiranyagarbha, who experiences all the experiences of all the perceivers of his creation. But as the creator remains always in the witness state, he is not affected by the perceptions. He fulfills his creation vasana by creating a world according to his ideas. He sets the rules for his creation. These ideas of the creator alone form the basis of all the experiences of the created beings. So, stars are the support of waters, and the creation is there for fulfilling the experiences or the vasana fulfillments. So, water is the support of stars. Pure awareness, pure consciousness, Brahman, Atman, or the Self is the support of all waters. And he who knows the support of the waters becomes endowed with the support. And one who knows that the Brahman or the pure consciousness is the support of all experiences gets established in the Brahman state. The next paragraph goes thus.
Parjanyo va apamayatanam ayatanavan bhavati yah parjanyasyayatanam veda ayatanavan bhavati apo vai parjanyasyayatanam ayatanavan bhavati yah evam veda yopamayatanam veda ayatanavan bhavati.
Cloud is the support of waters. He becomes endowed with the support. He who knows the support of the cloud becomes endowed with the support. Water is the support of cloud. He becomes endowed with the support who knows this. He who knows the support of waters becomes endowed with the support. The question to be answered here in this aspect is, what is Parjanya or cloud? Parjanya means thundering cloud or a rain cloud. Cloud is the collection of water vapors that are ready to pour down as rains. The collection of unmanifest vasanas which is ready to use a jiva as its channel and manifest within a frame of space and time is called Parjanya. These unmanifest vasanas alone are experienced by a jiva in some manifest field of space and time. Parjanya, the thundering noise, represents the deviation from the silent Brahman state to the level of the ignorant jiva who lives imprisoned in a world of sound, the names and forms. Cloud alone pours down as waters. So, cloud is the support of waters. Jiva is a continuity of vasana unfoldment process. At each vasana fulfillment, each drop of rain, there arises a threefold phenomenon of the perceiver, perceiving and the perceived. Though raindrops are separate, the downpour gives an illusion of continuity. Similarly, though a jiva's experience stay broken after each experience field, an illusion of continuity is felt because of the connecting memory thread. As a jiva keeps on perceiving the vasana fields one after the other, he produces more vasanas or the desires or the seeds, which are kept in wait to turn into future experiences. Experiences again form the basis for the birth of many more vasanas. That is why Swami keeps on telling, if we fulfill one particular desire, another desire gets ready to arise. So, water is the support of cloud. Pure awareness, pure consciousness, Brahman, Atman, or the Self is the support of all waters. And he who knows support of waters becomes endowed with the support. One who knows that Brahman or the pure consciousness is the support of all experiences gets established in the Brahman state. Moving on to the next aspect, సంవత్సరో వా అపామాయతనం ఆయతనవాన్ భవతి యస్ సంవత్సరస్యాయతనం వేద ఆయతనవాన్ భవతి ఆపో వై సంవత్సరస్యాయతనం ఆయతనవాన్ భవతి య ఏవం వేద యోప్సునావం ప్రతిష్ఠితాం వేద ప్రత్యేవతిష్ఠతి. ఇయర్ ఇస్ ద సపోర్ట్ ఆఫ్ వాటర్స్. హీ బికమ్స్ ఎండౌడ్ విత్ ద సపోర్ట్ అండ్ హీ హూ నోస్ ద సపోర్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఇయర్ becomes endowed with the support, and water is the support of the ear. He becomes endowed with the support. Who knows this? He who knows the boat stably, establishes in the water, becomes himself stabilized. And here the question to be answered, what is this samvatsara or the ear? Samvatsanti Ritavortha, the seasons stay in it as connected. Samvatsara is span of time where changes of seasons occur. Samvatsara is the measure of time. Samvatsara is the time frame which allows the vasanas to manifest. Samvatsara is the time frame inside which a jiva, identified with the physical body, goes through the sixfold changes of birth, youth, growth, old age, decay and death. Like a year has the six seasons as its counterparts, life lived within the boundary of a time span, undergoing the changes of birth etc., alone forms the basis of all the experiences. So, year is the support of waters, the unmanifest vasana, which is the essence of Brahman, like the tree for a seed, is the cause of a jiva's experience within a time frame. Each vasana comes built-in frame of time and space. Vasana fulfillment or the experience alone forms the basis of the limited existence of a jiva. So, water is the support of the ear. All these experiences, the vasana fulfillments and the pains gone through as the ego, all these are caused by the ignorance level of the jiva. Because of forgetting the true nature of the self or the Brahman, there arises the identification of the physical body like a ghost in the darkness. This identification with the physical form alone is the basis of all experiences. The water, the information, the flower, the contact, the wind, the unmanifest desires, the cloud, and the changing patterns experienced in life, which is the ear. This false superimposition of the self on a physical frame is due to the ignorance of one's true nature. Knowledge alone destroys the delusion, like the light destroying the darkness, like the ghost vanishing when reasoned properly. Knowledge alone acts as the boat to cross over the waters of experience. If a man stays unattached to the outside surroundings, like a traveler in a boat untouched by waters, goes through the life experiences without identifying with the body, but established in the true nature of self, the Brahman state, he is known as a Sthita Prajna, a man of stable intellect. He is free from all vasanas which act as the seeds of all the experiences in the limited time frame. He is freed of his jivahood, which is chained to the vasanas. He remains as the witness consciousness and is freed from all the sixfold changes of the body. Even when the body dies, he remains deathless as Brahman state. A man who has realized the true nature of the self is Brahman itself. A knower is not different from Brahman, the only stabilized state. He who knows the boat stably, established in the waters, becomes himself stabilized. Pure awareness, Pure consciousness, Brahman, Atman, or the Self, is the support of all waters. And he who knows the support of the waters becomes endowed with the support. One who knows that Brahman is the support of all experiences gets established in the Brahman state. With this, we hope you have understood the meaning and the inner significance of this sacred mantra, the Mantra Pushpam, which is a combination of all the five elements which comprise the entire cosmos, the entire universe, and they are the support and the basis for the entire creation to run. Before we end today's class, we shall go through the entire Mantra Pushpam, the chanting, and then we will end with Kshama Prarthana Mantram, after which Brother Bishu will take over with the Radio Sai Bhajan classroom.
Om Yopam Pushpam Veda Pushpavan Prajavan Pashuman Bhavati Chandramava Apam Pushpam Pushpavan Prajavan Pashuman Bhavati Ya Evam Veda Yopamayatanam Veda Ayatanavan Bhavati Agnirvapamayatanam Ayatanavan Bhavati Yo Agnirayatanam Veda Ayatanavan Bhavati Apova Agnirayatanam Ayatanavan Bhavati Ya Evam Veda Yopamayatanam Veda Ayatanavan Bhavati Vayurvapamayatanam Ayatanavan Bhavati Yo Vayurayatanam Veda Ayatanavan Bhavati Apo Vai Vayurayatanam Ayatanavan Bhavati Ya Evam Veda Yopamayatanam Veda Ayatanavan Bhavati Asau Vai Tapannapamayatanam Ayatanavan Bhavati Yo Mushyatapata Ayatanam Veda Ayatanavan Bhavati Apova Amushyatapata Ayatanam Ayatanavan Bhavati Ya Evam Veda Yopamayatanam Veda Ayatanavan Bhavati Chandramava Apamayatanam Ayatanavan Bhavati Yaschandramasa Ayatanam Veda Ayatanavan Bhavati Apo Vai Chandramasa Ayatanam Ayatanavan Bhavati Ya Evam Veda Yopamayatanam Veda Ayatanavan Bhavati Nakshatra Niva Apamayatanam Ayatanavan Bhavati Yo Nakshatrana Mayatanam Veda Ayatanavan Bhavati Apo Vai Nakshatrana Mayatanam Ayatanavan Bhavati Ya Evam Veda Yopamayatanam Veda Ayatanavan Bhavati Parjanyo Vapamayatanam Ayatanavan Bhavati Ya Parjanyasyayatanam Veda Ayatanavan Bhavati Apo Vai Parjanyasyayatanam Ayatanavan Bhavati Ya Evam Veda Yopamayatanam Veda Ayatanavan Bhavati Samvatsaro Vapamayatanam Ayatanavan Bhavati Yassamvatsarasyayatanam Veda Ayatanavan Bhavati Apo Vai Samvatsarasyayatanam Ayatanavan Bhavati Ya Evam Veda Yo Opsunavam Pratishthitam Veda Pratyevatishthati Yadakshara Padabhrashtam Matra Heenam Tu Yadbhavet Tatsarvam Kshamyatam Deva Narayanamostute Visargavindu Matrani Padaparaksharani Cha Nyunani Cha Tiriktani Kshamasvasayishvara Aparara Sahasrani Kriyante Harnishanmaya Dasoyam Iti Mamatva Kshamasvasayishvara
अन्यथा शरणम् नास्ति त्वमेव शरणम् मम तस्मात् कारुण्यभावेन रक्ष रक्ष साईश्वरा। हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्री साईश्वरार्पणमस्तु।